violence within the Byzantine Empire.
So a great wave of iconoclastic violence swept the Orthodox Church in the years following 700. The theological debates went on for well over a century and were very complex. But throughout, the people remained, on the whole, very firmly attached to their icons. And eventually, thanks in part to support from the women of the imperial family, the veneration of icons was restored in 843 by the Empress Theodora. And it's this event that is known as the Triumph of Orthodoxy. It re-established the veneration of icons as a defining touchstone of true Orthodox faith, the central focus of Byzantine devotion, a vital ingredient in the flourishing and the survival of the empire. And indeed, the empire did flourish, and for another 500 years was able to keep the Islamic threat at bay. So when that threat returned even stronger than before, it was natural for the leaders of Constantinople to encourage the people to look back to that great moment of 843, when the faith had been reordered and the empire restored, and to draw comfort from the past as they faced a frightening future. In 1370, the Feast of the Triumph of Orthodoxy was established in the church, and sometime after that, our